Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver.
Welcome to the Stock Talk podcast. This podcast is part of our CEO interview series, where our mission is to help listeners and investors understand more about investment opportunities in the public marketplace. I'm Dave Jackson. Media Central Corp is off to a fast start in 2020, capturing significant market share. The independent and alternative media company has been very busy launching and acquiring media channels, recently completing the purchase of Vancouver Free Press Corp and its renowned publication, The Georgia Strait. Combined with its other holdings, Media Central is already the largest publisher of alternative weekly papers in Canada, reaching 6.5 million readers. The company trades on the CSE under the symbol FLYY. We're excited to be joined by company CEO Brian Kalish. Brian is an experienced executive and entrepreneur with extensive experience in media, professional sports, healthcare, and specialty finance sectors, bringing a unique set of capabilities and relationships to his role as chief executive officer. Most recently, he served as founding director and president of various specialty finance companies. Thank you very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us, Brian.
Thank you very much, Dave. You have said a lot of very kind things about me, and I'm going to try and live up to those.
My pleasure, Brian. So to start off with, can you update our investor audience and your Media Central shareholders on, you know, any new company developments, especially in the wake of COVID-19's pandemic?
My goodness, there is so much happening. We are looking at the tragedy that COVID is globally and finding little bits, little glimmers of opportunity. And I think the companies that can do that will be the ones that will ultimately do much better when all of this nonsense is put behind us. But from our standpoint, what we've been doing is we've expedited the launch of eCentral Sports, which is our eSports and e-gaming digital publishing platform. We did that because of the trends that are clearly moving this $150 billion marketplace to great new heights. And, you know, COVID has been driving a lot of that, given the fact that people are in their homes, not moving, not doing, and looking for entertainment that they can engage with in the comfort of their own homes. And it's incumbent on us to leverage our content and our readership to appeal to these types of new markets. We've also launched a section in our CanCentral cannabis digital platform, which focuses entirely on psychedelics and the market to support that ever-increasing sector. And this morning, we announced some remarkable pickup rates for our print publication. Mm-hmm. Everybody talks about, you know, print going the way of the dodo, and you know it likely will, and it's certainly, you know, proving that way. But it's an important part of how we communicate with our readers. It's an important part of our heritage, and people are still flocking to the print versions of our publications, where we're seeing increasing demand, and you know, 91% plus pickup rates in both Vancouver and Toronto. All of that just helps reinforce the strength of our audience, which is growing both digitally and in print, and also gives us that much more impetus to go out and execute on the balance of our business plan, which is to really, you know, consolidate this 100 million strong army of specific readers by acquiring a variety of like newspapers and other digital platforms that Now Magazine and Vancouver's venerable Georgia Strait have set the pace for. So there's been a lot happening in the last 4 to 6 weeks, and we expect a lot more to come.
Oh, congrats on those great numbers, Brian. Now on to the other big news, recently adding the aforementioned iconic Georgia Strait to Media Central's stable of alternative urban media publications. You know, can you walk us through the transaction and what it means for the company moving forward?
Well, sure. This is something that we saw an opportunity to take advantage of just after we bought and closed on Now Magazine. We closed on Now Magazine in November of 2019. A couple of weeks later, the opportunity to expand our reach with the Georgia Strait popped up, and a few weeks later, we had a deal and announced that acquisition at the end of February. Now, sadly, 2 weeks later, the world went into lockdown, and it's been interesting managing through that. But what's clear and what's evident is that with this acquisition, we've now emerged as the single largest publisher of alternative titles, alternative content in Canada, with 6.5 million readers on a monthly basis, spread between Now and the Georgia Strait, and the social platforms that each one commands, with where the numbers are growing incrementally, and the digital platforms that that those titles command as well. So these are these two titles together, and the Can Central title and the East Central Sports title, certainly going to position us to take advantage of really corralling and being meaningful to what we think is one of the leading and most influential groups of readers in North America. I mean, these are the same people that have set the pace for cannabis policy. They're setting the trends for esports. They're setting the trends around psychedelics, sneaker culture. We're going to be everywhere that they are, and we're going to be driven by what we understand their needs are. We are focusing on knowing our reader, and are going to continue to cater to that readership while we consolidate and grow the specific market. So the Georgia Strait was critical. It was and is a 53-year-old brand. Now Magazine is approaching 40 years old, and you have to put that into perspective. We're talking about multi-generational readership here, and that is meaningful, and really positions the company for some tremendous growth as soon as we can get our monetization plan working. Which will, you know, rely heavily on digitization of our 6 million readers.
And your very recent announcement you touched on briefly earlier about CanCentral.com and how they'll be providing ongoing coverage of the burgeoning psychedelic sector. That sounds very exciting.
It is very exciting, and again, it's part and parcel of our commitment to understanding what it is that our readership is clamoring for. You know, we understand the psychographics of our readers. We understand their demographics, and we're trying to consistently stay relevant. And we believe that psychedelics is something that is emerging quickly, and not just in the capital markets, but it's also emerging very rapidly in the $15 or $16 billion antidepressant market, where, you know, recently federal agencies have fast-tracked its ability to come into the market and effectively treat some of these impactful emotional and mental disorders, and all of this is part of how we approach content with, again, an eye to the consumer, an eye to our reader and what we know of them, and we've got a pretty good idea of who and what they are. And you know, at the fortuitously, the things that they're interested in also seem to be the things that are driving capital markets. So we're trying to straddle the fence, be as many places that we as we can, while holding steadfast to our idea of the reader first.
Well, speaking of capital markets, a lot of media companies, large, medium, and small, remain privately owned. What made you decide to list Media Central publicly on the CSE?
Well, you know, in our experience, capital markets, while they aren't always predictable, certainly provide an opportunity for capital, and capital that will function in a way that perhaps private capital doesn't. Less of a diluting element to the company, while at the same time, it provides some of the early investors that we, so badly relied on with an immediate and ongoing liquidity event. So the capital markets, the public ones, also, represent a currency that we can use. When we purchased the Strait was purchased with a combination of cash and shares. And as we go forward and as we build out our acquisition plan, we expect to rely heavily on the capital markets to give us the flexibility that we need to execute against the consolidation strategy.
Now, a recent Stockhouse report details your recent acquisitions and your unique media business model. How has Media Central positioned itself to so quickly be the number one player in the alternative media market here in Canada?
Acquisition. Opportunities, taking advantage of them, being flexible and nimble enough to really execute against these changes and these chances as they present themselves. And it's, there's always this age-old question in business, right? Do you buy or do you build? And getting to market faster and making an impact, especially in a very rapidly changing environment, is something that an acquisition model will support much easier than having to spend the time and the effort to make the mistakes in building things out from scratch. Acquisitions allow you some modularity in terms of how you operate and how you grow, and that's really the focus. It's a little two-lane highway. We take advantage of the organic opportunities as they present themselves inside of the businesses that we acquire, while focusing on future acquisitions with an eye on the readership, with an eye on the 100 million people that are out there that will make a difference for advertisers in what is evolving into a $300 billion global marketplace.
So, Brian, what's the company's long play strategy with regards to things like acquisitions, branding, and other important upcoming news?
Well, I can't talk to you about too much, the upcoming news. Other than the fact that it's all pretty good, I think shareholders are going to be very happy with what it is that we have coming down the line. A lot of it has to do, again, with acquisitions. We're currently looking at a variety of opportunities, synergistic from an operating standpoint, synergistic from an audience standpoint, and that's certainly on pace with what we've been doing in the past, short months in terms of how we've grown the business. From a branding standpoint, as we go out and acquire more titles, part of what we buy is the goodwill.
Right.
We're not going out there. We're not looking to change the editorial style. We're not going out there to change, the perception of the brands as they exist. I mean, can you imagine if we bought Now Magazine and Georgia Strait and rebranded it Media Central? We'd have people scratching their heads, and we'd lose, 50 years of brand equity. So, Media Central will stay behind the scenes. We'll operate we'll synergize, we'll find those, you know, creative opportunities while maintaining that comfort from a brand standpoint that that the readers locally or even nationally have come to rely on.
And finally, what can you tell our investor audience regarding the current valuation of your stock and why it is a good buy right now?
Well, I could tell investors, and I think any CEO would tell investors, that the valuation of the stock is certainly undervalued. and just given the things that we have, demonstrated, our speed to market, the fact that, you know, in a few short months, and really, think about this for a second. In September, we launched Can Central. In October, we completed our RTO. In November, we completed our first acquisition, which was Now Magazine. In February, we completed the acquisition of Georgia Strait, and 2 months later, we announced the launch, the beta launch of Essential Sports. So we move quick. We understand how to generate and create value for shareholders, and the upside in all of this is our readership continues to grow across platforms, across brands, and our ability to get really, really good at monetizing these readers is only increasing. So the upside, in terms of, the value of each individual reader relative to, where they are now and as a comparable to where some of the other larger media publishers are in North America, only equates to upside.
Well, thanks for spending this time with us today, Brian. Be well, stay safe.
And to you and your listeners as well, thank you again for the opportunity. I'll talk to you soon.
Our pleasure, Brian. We have indeed been speaking with Brian Kalish. He is the CEO of Media Central Corp. I'd like once again to thank Brian for joining us and spending and sharing this informative and insightful news with our Stockhouse listeners about Media Central. I'm Dave Jackson for Stockhouse Media and the Stock Talk podcast. Thanks for listening.
Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.